John, President Biden should stay in the race. I would support Harris, but a woman cannot beat Trump. Remember the Clinton versus Trump election? That's just a couple of the text messages that have come in. One last note about all of that. This from Axios. Several top Democrats are telling us the rising pressure of party congressional leaders and close friends will persuade President Biden to decide to drop out of the race as soon as this weekend, says Axios. Former President Obama's team has been quiet. They have declined to comment to the Washington Post, but they say that he has spoken to President Biden as well. But Obama has only spoken with Biden once since the debate, and he's been clear in his conversations with others that the future of the candidacy is a decision for Joe Biden to make. But he's getting a lot of pressure. It's 11:36 on WGM. Sam Panionovich is the sports guy, the betting analyst at Fox Sports, among other places. He's in our studio right now. What are you doing in town?
I got up this morning at 4:45 Eastern, making me probably the most well-traveled guest ever on your show in one day, yes?
Yes, thank you for coming in. Although you didn't come here just for me, but I'm glad you're in town.
You know me. I'm from here. I always got business around these parts.
You got to go get yourself an Italian beef.
I was actually thinking about that on the way here. I always ask you, what would be the first thing you get when you haven't been in Chicago for some time? And you always go, well, I don't know. And I always know. Usually it's White Castle. I think today my buddy Gino and I are going to go to Manny's.
Okay.
On Jefferson.
That makes sense. By the way, I have a Manny's mug here. I drink from it all day long.
Wow.
And the meat slicer there is celebrating today. It's either a birthday or an anniversary, but he started there in 1989. Bob was talking about it today. So that guy has been 11, or was it 1983? He's been there like 40-some years. And if you go to Manny's today, tell him we said hi.
Is that the guy that always has the huge smile on his face, no matter what?
I think so. He must be if he's going to be, you know, working there that long. I love the food there. And I don't even get the corned beef. I like the stew. I like all of the food there.
You can get whatever you want there. I definitely need a potato pancake, though.
Okay, but then you also said that when you come to Chicago, like, I'm back in Chicago, what am I going to get? And you're going to get White Castle?
We don't have White Castle in Massachusetts.
They've got White Castles. That's not a Chicago food.
It is a family food for me. I was eating those when I was out of the crib.
So you miss them when you're out east.
I do. The nearest one, not that I've Googled this many times late at night from my house in Boston, is 3.5 hours away.
Wow.
So if I could find a Harold or a Kumar, we could make that. You know, we can make
yes,
that trip.
Yes, you could.
You remember that? You've seen the movie when they get there and they just start shoving.
If I got off an airplane and I hadn't been in Chicago for a while, I kind of have that feeling about Peoria when I used to live there and Minneapolis. But I guess because I'm in Chicago, I don't think about it. I'd have to go away and come back. But I think I would really want a Gino's pizza or a Robert's pizza.
It doesn't even have to be that specific. It could just be thin crust pizza, deep dish pizza, Italian beef. I know the commonality is to throw out a name of a place,
right?
But it could just be a genre of food. I'm sure if you open this up on the text line, you would get a wide range of options. Well, somebody said, what about Rainbow Cone? I said, well, that's not really lunch. That's not my first move to go to Rainbow Cone. I love Rainbow Cone, but it's not 1, 2, or 3 on my big board.
Okay, but I think you do need to say the name of the place because pizza will win. People are going to come to Chicago and they're going to miss our pizza.
I get Phil's Pizza on 35th.
Okay.
Fantastic.
If you want to play and surprise me, is there some other food or specific place? Maybe you've done this before. You did get off the plane. You were away for college or the military or you moved back. So what was it that you said, I'm back, I've got to go get X?
Or you were on a cruise for 2 weeks eating that nasty food. Got off the plane and thought, I need to go straight to blank.
You were on the wrong cruise ship. I think cruise food. You travel with me, Kelly Cruises?
Well, you're an elite, so you have the nice cruises.
We have those all-encompassing cruises, and boy, they are very nice. The Chicago is the losingest city in sports, maybe history. Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks all finished in last place. The White Sox will, maybe historically so. Cubs might not finish above 500. A couple guys in town are keeping track of our net record, our overall record for our five teams, and they say this may be the worst season any season city has ever had.
It's not like the Blackhawks, Bears of last year, Bulls or White Sox or Cubs were supposed to be that good, though. This isn't really a surprise.
Yeah,
I think it's just difficult. And again, I follow from afar. I can't remember. And NFL's different because it's once a week. It's isolation TV. You know it's going to be on either every Sunday, maybe a Monday or a Thursday. I don't remember the last time I turned on the TV to watch the Cubs or the White Sox play. And I can get the games because I have the package.
I feel the same way.
I just don't care. I'm apathetic.
Well, you know, that should be of concern to them. I mean, it's not just that they're having a bad season. I don't even pay attention anymore, except for how badly the Sox are doing. The All-Star game was going to be, I thought if I sat down and watched the All-Star game, that would be the first whole baseball game I've watched in a couple of years.
And then you turned it on, saw the uniforms, and turned it off.
Yeah, I'm hearing from people who say, why do they do that?
They used to just wear the uniform that they wear every day.
As they should. That would be cool. Now you do see the teams represented. And heck, there was a problem with the regular uniforms this year anyway, but the All-Star uniforms, other than a means to market something, you know, sell something, look bad.
The last game I remember being really excited to watch was Connor Bedard's debut, which I believe was on a Wednesday night in Pittsburgh, if memory serves correctly. And then the next day, the Blackhawks played in Boston. So I went to that game.
Oh, wow.
So that was the last time I was really excited. Let's make some popcorn, pour a cocktail, and watch a Chicago sporting event. And that's sad to admit.
Do you think we'll be that way about the Bears this year with a new quarterback?
No, their win total is 8.5. And they are a slight favorite to actually make the playoffs.
Does that surprise you?
No, they were a 7-win team last year, and usually 7-win teams don't draft first overall. They made that shrewd trade. 2 years ago, they had the number one pick, traded the number one pick to Carolina. They took Bryce Young. Bears went down to 9 or 10, took a lineman, but got Carolina's number one pick. And Carolina was really bad last year. So the Bears got Carolina's one and take Caleb Williams, who usually goes to a team that was 3-14. Or 2-15. He's going to a team that won 7 games last year. The defense will be better because the offense will be better. And I'm telling you what, Chicago Bears football for 50 years has been turn off or turn around and hand the ball to a running back. This is going to be an aerial show.
Really?
He's going to throw the ball for probably 4,000 yards.
Does he throw it accurately?
He does.
That's been our problem.
He does. But at the same time, you have to temper your expectations. He's going to make a lot of plays where you go, whoa! He's going to make a lot of plays also where you go, what the hell was that? Because he's 22 years old.
Part of the problem is that we haven't been giving the quarterbacks enough protection to fully realize what their skill set is. Will there be other options for them? Will they have... I'm sort of channeling Hamp and OB here, where they get all upset about the lack of creativity on the play calling. Anyway, do you think that he'll get a chance to actually throw the ball?
He will. They have spent a draft pick the last 3 years, early in the draft, on an offensive lineman. So your left tackle was a 5th-round pick in 22. Your left guard was a 2nd-round pick in 21. Your right tackle was a 1st-round pick last year. And then they went out and they acquired 2 veterans. So you're right, Justin Fields didn't thrive because Justin Fields was basically, you know, playing run around with his head cut off because nobody would block.
And he was really good at that.
And he wasn't really a good passer. But this kid can run, he can throw on the run, and he's also the type of guy on 3rd and 6, when you blitz him, he can run for the first down. He's a quarterback we haven't had in a long, long time here in terms of all the things he can do. Maybe like a Jim McMahon type, although this kid's probably a better athlete than McMahon.
Yeah, right. McMahon wasn't a great quarterback. He was a good quarterback on a great team, right?
Yes.
Do you think Caleb Williams is, in fact, a great quarterback in the making?
Caleb Williams is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback.
Really?
Talent-wise.
You think he's a Mahomes-style quarterback?
It's hard to compare a rookie to a guy that has 3 rings. Mahomes was the 11th pick in the draft.
But I heard people complain that he didn't win at USC.
They couldn't stop anybody. I mean, he was playing in games that were 48-41. So he had to go out there and throw for 500-600 yards. He was good. He won the Heisman a couple years ago. Last year at USC was kind of weird because the NIL kicked in and he was It's week four of college football, and he's shooting a commercial with Wendy's. And his teammates are at practice, and he's off.
All right. How many games do they play in the NFL this year?
17.
17. So 8.5 makes us, I guess, exactly a 500 team.
8 or 9, basically.
You take the over or the under on
it? I wouldn't do that. What I would do, I like them to go over 8.5, but the problem is the over has gotten really expensive. You have to lay 16 to win 10 now, or 160 to win 100. I would just bet them at even money to make the playoffs. It's the same bet.
You think they will be in the playoffs?
I would rather bet the playoff market at even money than bet over 8.5. Like, you need 9 wins to make the playoffs. And yes, in this league, in the NFC, it's very top heavy. Eagles are good, 49ers are good, and there are a lot of question marks under that.
How good is our division going to be?
Awesome. Maybe the best in the league.
Really?
Top to bottom. Yeah, they could all. You could make a case for all 4 teams to make the playoffs.
Okay. Sam Panionovich, a betting analyst at Fox Sports, often heard at WGN Radio. He used to be on my Saturday morning show here. Is in the studio from Boston. From Boston.
From Boston.
I actually bumped into a group of ladies that were wearing lanyards and walking around town. They were obviously here for some sort of meeting or convention. And the woman liked our city, and the one woman said, "Your city is wicked cool." And I said, "You just did it. You said it." And I don't know if she was showing off for me. Did they say wicked?
They do.
Really?
Some of the guys I work with, it's part of their hourly vocabulary.
Really? I mean, they're not being silly. That's...
They don't say cool. It's wicked.
Really? I wonder what the equivalents of that are in other cities or parts of the country.
Groovy, if you want to cross decades.
Yeah, but that's generational. I'm talking regional. And I say,
you still say cool.
I say groovy, cool, and swell because I think that's...
Wicked is sort of all those things.
Yeah, but all right, then I wonder what they... Do they have Latin Milwaukee or St. Louis or Phoenix? I wonder what that is.
I'm not big in Milwaukee. I don't know.
John Williams, there have been a lot of articles lately on how terrible hot dogs are for us, Chicago being such a huge hot dog city. I was wondering if you could chat with Don Jackson Blattner about that. Normally in this slot, Sam, we entertain a nutritionist and dietitian named Don Jackson Blattner, who cannot be with us today or next week. We miss her desperately. She's great, helpful conversation. She'll be back with us after that. But we're enjoying your talk, too. Hey, John, my siblings and cousins went to White Castle after my grandmother's funeral service. It's definitely family food. That's the food you get off the plane and want to have.
Grandma had White Castles at her wake.
Seriously?
Swear to God.
Well, she didn't, but somebody else.
She made it part of the budget.
No kidding.
Yes.
7:08, John, we came back from our honeymoon. We stopped at White Castle on the way home.
Yep.
7:73, hey guys, no one goes to Manny's after being away from Chicago for a while. It's pizza, it's hot dogs, it's beef.
Au contraire, I will be going to Manny's in about 20 minutes, so like, that's false.
Feel free to send some back over our way.
I will mail you a potato pancake.
The team that will most likely win the next championship in this city.
You probably wouldn't think I was going to say this team, but foundationally, this team is set up in the next 2 or 3 years to be really good. The Chicago Sky. I think the Sky would be my first answer. Bears would be number 2, only because they have the quarterback and the team around the quarterback. And then 3 would be the Blackhawks.
If nothing else, even though I don't suppose you would say the Blackhawks number 1, they're doing everything right. They're trending correctly.
They took, you ever have a tree that you needed to get dug out of your yard? You know, some people get the branches trimmed. Some people get the stump whacked. The Blackhawks took the entire thing and uprooted it. They got everything. They got all the limbs, all the branches. They took the whole tree out, which is what you're supposed to do. And that's what they did in 2003, 2004, 2005 when they ended up with Kane and Taves and Keith and Seabrook. So this is the way to do it in hockey.
Yeah. And we have 2 young men now who are not old enough to drink, who will be really fun to watch out on the ice.
The Blackhawks are going to be so interesting again. They'll be fun to listen to on the radio, which sounds like a slight, but when Kane was playing, you could close your eyes and envision what he was doing. When Weidman would say, "Here's Kane up the half wall, spinorama into the, you know, whatever." Like, you could close your eyes and see it, and I think the Blackhawks are building that sort of excitement that you could see if you're not exactly watching it, if that makes any sense.
No, I appreciate you saying that, and I think we do a good job on WGN Radio
of
with
course.
The Blackhawks games. Pete just handed me this.
The better price, be a White Castle
the
text.
The price of being a Chicago Sky fan just went up. Where will the money go? Courtside seats for the full 2025 home schedule will skyrocket from $4,500 to, you want to have good seats, courtside seats for the Sky next year. They won't be $4,500. They will be $11,000.
More than double.
Yeah. 144% increase.
Well, when you pick two first-round picks in the top 10, that sets you up. I mean, most teams get one in the top 10, if they're lucky. They got two. So you can build around Cardoza and Angel Reese for years to come. You need some shooting now. They don't have a lot of shooting. But when you get the bigs inside, you need the shooting, and that's what they'll address over the next couple of years.
Is there wagering on Caitlin Clark in the world? I don't know what that would be. What would it be a Caitlin Clark bet if I was interested in her in the WNBA?
How about Caitlin Clark to be the WNBA Rookie of the Year?
We've already talked about that, and Dave reminds us. You guys, we weren't even at the halfway point in the season.
She basically won it already. Do you have $1,800 handy?
You don't think that Angel Reese is more deserving of it?
Caitlin Clark's going to win. I didn't answer your question, but Caitlin Clark is minus 1,800 in the betting market, which means you need to lay 1,800 to win 100. That's how massive a favorite.
Really? What about Angel Reese?
Angel Reese, 8-1.
Wow.
So just for context, that minus 1,800 on Clark means she has a 95% chance to win, according to the math. And she will win.
Is betting on the Olympics, this listener wants to know, a big deal?
Not so much. I think the basketball team will get some love. We just don't have the swimmers that we used to have in terms of people wanting to bet on Michael Phelps or, you know, things like that. I think the basketball will be interesting, but it's not a big market. People bet it, but it's not a massive market.
People don't know the athletes until they watch them. I mean, a couple of names come up again and again, but if you're talking about the amateur athletes, the track and field people, or, you know, whoever the badminton team is, we don't know those athletes. So I don't imagine it is a big thing for women.
It's not. I can tell you the biggest thing right now in the world is the elections. I know you don't have a lot of time, but your new favorite to be the Democratic nominee.
According to where?
According to BetOnline.
And you can't do this in the United States.
You cannot, but it's very popular. Canada, England, all around the world. Kamala Harris is a substantial favorite to be the nominee now.
For the Democrats?
Yes.
Who's the vice presidential favorite?
Kamala Harris. But the second is Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania, the governor.
Meaning that if I was betting, the bet would be Harris and Shapiro from Pennsylvania.
J.B. Pritzker, 250-1 to be the Democratic presidential nominee. Not this year, buddy.
What are the, so compare Harris to Biden.
So Biden was, a month ago, Biden is going to be the nominee. As of today, Harris minus 170, which implies about a 63% chance.
Really?
Yep.
63% chance. It says people who do not get to vote in our election, go ahead.
Well, and also that doesn't mean it's going to happen. Look, Hillary was favored over Trump. Trump was favored over Biden. Dewey was favored over Truman. And none of those happened.
Okay. But at least now the people who are winning and losing money on this are
betting. They are betting that Kamala Harris will be the Democratic nominee. And that is a 48-hour development. That has changed in the last 48 hours.
Sam Panionovich is a betting analyst. He's over at Fox Sports. Sam, it's good to have you in town.
Good to see you, buddy.
I wish we couldn't go get lunch together.
I'm going to lunch. Don't worry.